We find ourselves today in the 8th chapter of the Gospel of John. And here Jesus is having a conversation with a small group of Jews. And this conversation is very much a back and forth conversation where Jesus begins to tell them ultimately that remaining in him and knowing the truth, remaining in his word, that they would be set free. So he's implying that they're not free. And when the Jews hear that, they very much balk and say, "What do you mean? You can make us free. We are free." And they even point to the fact and say, "We are descendants of Abraham. We've never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" And so here's the ironic thing is that the Israelites, much of their history as a people, they've been enslaved to other nations. They've been subjugated to other nations. They've been, at times, right, we know that they've been carried off and held into captivity by the Assyrians in the Babylonian exile. We know, of course, even before then, the Israelites being enslaved in Egypt for over 400 years. And not to mention, right now, as the Jews are speaking to Jesus, that they're under complete control under the Roman Empire. So it's mind-boggling here that the Jews would claim to have never been enslaved to anyone. So how often is this the case, even for the, especially for the modernists today, to claim and to feel complete and utter freedom, when in the fact, they're not free at all. We're not free at all. And the reason why the modernist is not free is because the modernist is not concerned with truth. We know truth is relative today. That what's true for you is not necessarily true for me. And so if there is no truth, if we're not concerned with truth today, and Jesus is saying it is the truth that will set us free, ultimately the truth we know is Christ, then it's got to be the case that many moderns, you and I, are not free. And so as Jesus presents this question to you and I today by saying, "I can set you free," what's our reaction to that? Is it similar to like, "What are you talking about? I am free"? The chances are that you and I are nowhere near as free as we think we are. And I think with this, you know, this lockdown, the situation we're in right now, and maybe even the fears that elevate, we can notice that we aren't as free as we thought, whether it's having sticky fingers towards things that we didn't think we necessarily had sticky fingers on, material things. This lockdown can very much bring to the surface areas that we're not free. I know for me, one thing that I just keep coming back, or the Lord keeps having me come back and over again to him in prayer, is my tendency for self-reliance. And I'm seeing how much my lack of ability to rely on God solely and completely, and my more of the inclination to rely on myself, I'm not free. And so here it is, an opportunity, as Jesus is saying, it's remain in me, the truth, and you will be set free. And ultimately, what do we crave? We crave to live a free life. Why? So that we can love completely. And so let a good fruit come from this lockdown be us with Jesus saying, "Lord, I want to be free. Show me where I'm not free." And then spend and is solely, as Jesus points out today to the Jews, it is solely with him, remaining in him, remaining in his word, being his disciples, having a friendship with him, having a quick recourse to him. It is there that we'll know the truth and we'll be set free.